Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, keep listening. Healthy Living features topics, tips, and tricks for a healthier you. And now, Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick.
Indigestion, hives, rashes. These are just a few of the symptoms that point toward food allergy. Some symptoms are severe and happen quickly, during or after eating, getting our immediate attention. Others, like itching, eczema, lightheadedness, or dizziness, might almost seem dismissible and unrelated to any food. All of these symptoms and more are those associated with food allergies, and there's no question about it, reported food allergies are on the rise. The worst-case scenario involving food allergies is anaphylaxis, the severe reaction that might include constriction of the airways that makes it difficult to breathe, a severe drop in blood pressure with shock, rapid pulse, dizziness, or lightheadedness. These signs and symptoms should prompt one to seek immediate medical attention, as these reactions can be life-threatening. Anaphylaxis is estimated to claim 150 lives in the USA each year. For other less severe allergic reactions, it's wise to be aware of anything unusual that develops within a few minutes to about 2 hours after eating. They can often be subtle signs of problems that can become more serious. Though certain of the allergic reactions might seem mild and minor, it's not good to ignore them. Though lab tests often help diagnose food allergies, one quick and inexpensive tool can be performed right at home. It's known as the elimination diet. Though there are several steps within each major step, it comes down to eliminating all suspected food offenders for 2 to 4 weeks, adding the suspicious foods back slowly and one at a time, and noting any reactions. If symptoms disappear when suspected foods are eliminated and return when they are added back in, it's a pretty good indicator that can lead to whatever allergy is setting up one's problems. If symptoms return, it's helpful to eliminate suspected foods again, one by one, and see if any particular food helped the symptoms clear up. These steps are best coordinated with your health professional, who is trained to help you with monitoring changes during the elimination diet. Another thing to keep in mind is that a dramatic change in diet can result in certain food imbalances. Because of that, there might be important nutrients missing, and it's wise to make sure that nutritional balance is established, even during the elimination phases. The allergy elimination diet is not a sure thing, mind you, but it is very helpful. Sometimes people can be sensitive to a certain food, but a true allergy is not detected, and the elimination technique can clue one into that. Oh, and in case you were wondering, the most common major allergens include milk, eggs, fish, crustacean shellfish like lobster, crab, and shrimp, tree nuts like almonds, walnuts, and pecans, peanuts, wheat, and soybeans. Amazingly, many other categories of allergy may include suspicious foods like apples, oranges, tomatoes, and peppers. Because it's possible to be allergic or sensitive to virtually any food, it's a good idea to be very aware of what happens after eating and take the appropriate measures to avoid exposure to foods that bother.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.